67, 69. Attics as a kind of short circuit. Suppose you flip the switch for the air conditioner, but instead the lights go on, or you turn on the dishwasher and the garbage disposal starts up. Obviously the wires are crossed. That is what happens with addicts. What should produce guilt instead produces shame. Because addictive behavior often results in improper, irresponsible, and even immoral actions, there is ample reason for the addict to develop much guilt. Instead, the addict develops profound shame. Shame is not only unproductive but also counterproductive. Suppose you had an automobile that was operating well, but a part became defective. You would replace the defective part, and the car would run well again. If, however, you found your car was a lemon and each time you corrected a problem something else went wrong, you might throw your hands up in disgust. You might justifiably conclude there is no purpose in getting the car repaired. This is what happens in addictive thinking.